Hi, everybody. Welcome back to another episode of Cue the Clarity. I'm your host, Mina Kunlosi-Tepp, and I'm so happy that you're here. Today is a day of double the fun. It's going to be two announcements, starting off with two announcements that I'm so excited to share with you because I've been working on them for quite some time now. And finally, this is the week that I can finally unveil it. And so, number one is that finally, I am able to send all of you a gift. I've been calling it my review rewards of for anybody who's leaving me reviews. I really am so appreciative of all of you putting in that energy and the effort that and that time it takes to leave me a review. And I am going to be sending you all out a gift, and it's what I'm calling Transformation Butterfly Bookmarks. They're these beautiful butterfly oversized bookmarks that I created. And turns out that that is a bigger, harder thing to do than I originally realized. I had to get the die cut created and the artwork done. And I still have to get the packaging done, as well as the ability for you to screenshot your reviews and then upload it with your address and butterfly preference. But they are these amazing, beautiful, oversized butterfly bookmarks. They kind of are a nod to old school bookmarks, if you've ever seen, or if you've ever seen those where they kind of the wings kind of come together and they look like the butterfly is taking flight. And so they're really pretty. And so they look kind of like a, you know, like if you have some books on the bookshelf, they would be beautiful as like home decor inside those books. And then the butterfly is kind of coming off of there. Or as you're walking around, I feel like they're such showstoppers in a way to kind of like add a little delight to your day, a little romanticizing your life. And so I'm really excited for those. And so you can show your love for Cue the Clarity podcast and claim those review rewards at cuetheclarity.com/review. I will put the link into the show notes because I don't know, for some reason or another, it's not showing up correctly, but it's the link is there for you to be able to claim yours at absolutely no cost. And so I really wanted to send you a true gift where it would be at no cost to you. But we all know shipping is a lot. And so that's why I created something that could be really functional at the same time, sustainable for me to send out to all of you and really have this beautiful thing that is a gift to all of you. I also chose the butterfly intentionally because it has always been my kind of my nod from God, my wink from the universe, the sign that I always ask for when I need to know that I'm on the right path. And so I'm actually pretty specific about it. So I got this from my sister because she told me when I was going through a really hard time in life that if you're asking for a sign, pick something specific. Hers was a black cat, for example. So mine has been either a yellow butterfly or a white butterfly, and it somehow always ends up showing up for me. And it's been this beautiful thing where I felt like guided and reassured in just a simple way, in a beautiful way of a butterfly. And so a lot of my story has been in a butterfly. So, for example, one of the times when I was really feeling sad about this was right when I was in the thick of exiting my former business, and I asked for a yellow butterfly. And I was in Sedona with my family on vacation, and I felt really guilty about being super sad during that time. And I was crying and crying to my sister, and felt the guilt of why am I not happy? Why am I not happy during this time when we're in this beautiful land of Sedona? You can kind of like the mysticism, the feeling of it being like holy ground feels like, I don't know, tangible when you're there in that red rock and that mountain setting. And it's just feels different up there. And I felt guilty for not being super happy. And so then I said, I need a sign. I don't know if there's butterflies in the mountains, but I'm going to ask for a yellow butterfly. So when we're in the pool, me and my husband, we are in the pool. There was a yellow butterfly that came by us And I hadn't even told him about my ask of that, you know, wink from the universe, that nod from God. And he was in the pool with me. And then all of a sudden, a yellow butterfly, which I had asked for, came and was swimming and swirling us for at least a good 30 seconds, which, you know, butterflies only stay around you for like 5-10 seconds. This one got so close to us, like right where we were just almost hitting the water. And my husband was like, this butterfly really wants to be around us right now. Then I told him about how I had asked for that sign. So a butterfly has always shown up when I needed it to show up. So I knew I wanted to have a butterfly as the gift that I would send out. Like, what a cool thing to distribute into the world of, I'm going to send out a bunch of butterflies. And, you know, it's like sending you out a blessing into this world. And so I really wanted it to have that sort of magical meaning behind it. And then also just another little story, but when I was in Costa Rica, and this is kind of an embarrassing story to admit, I was in Costa Rica and it was a life-changing trip with Millionaire Girls Club. This was in 2021, April 2021. And this was kind of what made up my mind to go on the Mexico trip. If you haven't listened to the last episode, I kind of talk about my takeaways from there. But it was a life-changing trip. And while we were in Costa Rica, I saw a blue butterfly. We were at the spa, which happened to be named Morpho, and we were at the base of a volcano. It took us like 2 hours to get there. And we are swimming, and I saw a blue butterfly. The embarrassing part of that is I actually did not know that blue butterflies actually exist. Like, I thought it was kind of like a unicorn or something where you aren't even sure of what exists. And in my defense, if you've been watching TikTok, there's this one woman who's on there and she's gone viral because she's like, I can't believe that we have thought to pickle everything, but we haven't thought to pickle cucumbers. And the whole world is like, come on, I cannot believe this woman doesn't know that pickles are actually cucumbers. And there was this one guy that stitched the video and he came to her defense and he said, well, in her defense, I actually did not know that reindeer was a real thing. I thought that reindeer were just like some made up thing from Santa Claus or from Christmas. And there was a whole bunch of comments on there that people were like, I actually didn't know that narwhals were a real thing, or I don't know, platypuses, whatever, you know, there's always something that you're just like, oh, I had no idea. For me, it was a blue butterfly. And so I saw that blue butterfly and I thought, oh my gosh, it was like such a poetic way for me to like step into my future self and acknowledge my past self in that trip in Costa Rica, which we did do a future self exercise that changed my world. And I thought back to why the blue butterfly had such significance to myself. And that was back in 2007. So I started my business, my graphic design marketing business, where I did graphic design for like corporations. I would do annual reports and print collateral, essentially. So postcards, you know, brochures. This was back when that was really a big thing. And in 2007, I actually got a location, an office that was in kind of like a strip mall on the second floor of a strip mall. And so on the, you know, strip mall signage, the you know, where it shows all of the different businesses, there it was, Fuji Design and Marketing. And I had named my business Fuji Design and Marketing for my parents and my grandparents because it was short for refugee. So my parents and grandparents are refugee immigrants. And so Fuji Design, it's F-U-G-E-E, Design and Marketing, was kind of like an ode to them, where it was like honoring the fact that they came to a completely different country where they didn't even know the language. And they came with this, essentially the stuff on their back. And now here I was creating a business and I was really, truly the American dream. And so it was a nod to them. And guess what my logo was? A blue butterfly. Right there on the signage, blue butterfly, Fuji Design and Marketing. And that was when I had no idea blue butterflies were real. I literally took a monarch butterfly and I colored it blue, showing that anything is possible. Magical things can happen. This transformation that even when you come to a land and a nation in a country that you can't even speak the language, that somehow you end up in a place where there's this complete transformation, whether it be from yourself or your kids or whatever it is. And that was why I chose the blue butterfly. It showed that miracles can happen and that truly when you believe in yourself and you bet on yourself, that anything is possible. And so that is kind of my story about why that butterfly has held significance to me in my own story. So it's crazy to think that where my life is now, I can't even believe it. And I wouldn't have even known to take the steps forward. So when you're thinking about, you know, you yourself back in 2007 or 2005 or whatever year you even look back to maybe 12 months ago, you taking those steps forward, you have no idea where your life is going to end up. And it can be just transformed and reinvented in such beautiful ways. And so what a cool job for me to like remind you of that and also distribute more butterflies into the world and send out those blessings out into the world, that reminder. And so there are three butterflies, transformation butterflies. One is it's a yellow one. It's the yellow king swallowtail. And these are what they actually symbolize. I look these up. I didn't make this up myself. That one symbolizes hope and joy. The orange monarch symbolizes transformation and strength. And then the blue morpho symbolizes healing and growth. And so it's a reminder to you that your transformation awaits. And the butterfly bookmarks, when you see them, it's a reminder that when you allow yourself to grow, your true self will emerge in such amazing and incredible ways that a new chapter actually awaits you. And it holds a life that feels more aligned, that feels more full of joy, and has spaciousness for you to express your truest self with harmony and intention. And so I'll be sending those out to all of you. And if you haven't left a review, please do as many reviews as you want to. There's those three versions where you can actually pick your butterfly preference, or there's a surprise me preference. And so you leave your review, and then you submit the screenshot of the review and you upload it. And the form is at qtheclarity.com/review. You'll see it in the show notes. And then you'll put in your mailing preference or your mailing information and butterfly preference. And that's it. Your free butterfly will be on its way to you as a, from me to you, a blessing and a gift that I'm so excited for what transformations that you have in your life, as well as like a sweet reminder to you, like a gentle nudge that says that you can do it and that anything is possible. And so at no cost to you, that will be mailed out to you, and that every review gets a butterfly. So you can leave multiple reviews and you could get all the butterflies, more than one, as many butterflies as you want to. And so that is there for you to fill out the form. The second big announcement is that I have created a book journal for book lovers, a reading journal for you to document and catalog your reading journey. This really was like a no-brainer for me to create because I've been obsessed with reading lately and I've really enjoyed that and taken this path of falling in love with it again. And so I wanted to author something, and it really, like I said, was a no-brainer for me to come out with a book journal. And so I'm really excited that is now available on Amazon. And I am looking forward to you joining me in that journey of reading and documenting that journey. And so there's two versions. One is the Book Lover journal, and it's a pink one. And then the other one is a yellow version. It's kind of like a bright yellow. So it has like the design of like an old school library card. But instead of it being that cream color, you know, kind of that off-white color that they used to be back in our day, they are this bright yellow canary color that is really pretty and just a fun pop of color. And that one is it says the book journal on the front of it. And they, on the inside, they're exactly the same. And, they have like a 52 book reading challenge in there where you kind of aim to read 52 books a year. This roughly is like one, book per week, or, you know, when you think about it monthly, it's like four to five books a month. And it's for you to explore different genres, different authors, topics throughout the year. And it's kind of to help you keep motivated and engaged with your love of books and your reading habit. And it helps you to think of like, who will you be after a year of reading? Who will you be after a year of reading? Because even when you're reading fiction, I like to think about like reading fiction and nonfiction. Fiction for me feels like I am playing, you know, if it's that side of my brain that's like opens up that curiosity and that playfulness and different worlds and, you know, different things that don't even exist in my brain. And then there is nonfiction books where it's like learning and growing and different perspectives on, it feels like more black and white, you know, like, okay, here's how you can do these things, or here's how you can grow in a much more strategic or tactical way. And either way, it kind of grows and exercises your brain. And I don't know, I feel like reading is such a superpower that anybody can have access to, where you can go to the library and get books, or it's just a way for you to open up your world in such a fantastic way. And so this gives you a reading journal for exploring those different genres and stuff. And then there is space for you to log those 52 books. So there is the 52 book challenge, where it will help you grow your reading habits. And then there's books this month, where you are writing in there the books that you plan to read. And I kind of actually work from that space. I work from those pages where I'm writing in those books this month that I am wanting to read. And it's kind of like the default section where you keep coming back to that, and it helps you break it down into smaller goals. So if you look at those pages, you write down what you are going to be reading along with what you plan to read. And, you know, 52 books a year, as I mentioned, is around 4 to 5 books per month. And then you, when you finish the books, you write the finish date into the books this month section. You log your book into the finish book log. And then if you didn't finish it, you put it into the DNF list, which is the did not finish list. And then you color in kind of these little icons of books to show the tracker of that. And you kind of repeat that process. And so I put in here how to do that, but I wanted to emphasize this. While this is a challenge for you to read books, it is not a race to get through the most books. It's a journey of enjoyment to have fun reading. And so the reason why I like having a book journal is that it gives me a way to document this, but a place to work out of it. And so this is a reminder that it can be very hard to work out of any journal if you are focused on perfectionism. This is an exercise in imperfection. I want you to be able to cross off the books, to continue to write the same book month after month. If you haven't finished it, you can write in the margins, you can dog ear the corners, you can cross off things, you can it's meant to be worked out of in a very imperfect way. You can start it off at any date. This is actually undated, and it's to be imperfect. And I want you to go back to the sentiment of the butterfly, that a lot of times when we're working out of journals and we can get into that mode where we're like, this needs to be perfect. When you think about the butterfly, we're not looking at flaws, right? Sometimes when we're trying to be perfect in things, we're like, oh, I'm looking at the flaws and this is not perfect. And oh, I need it to be a certain way or whatever it is that gets in our brain, that it's just like, oh, I made a mistake here, or I can't complete this part of the start date or the finish date or whatever it is. I want you to think back to the sentiment of the butterfly. When we look at a butterfly, the butterfly never is perfect, right? We're never thinking that butterfly is not orange enough, or that butterfly has too small of wings, or that butterfly is not, I don't know, not flying fast enough, or the butterfly is too light, you know, flying from flower to flower. We're never looking for the flaws that way. So use that same sentiment when you're creating, that it is meant to be imperfect. It's meant to be imperfect, okay? And there's this imperfect, gradual unfolding and unveiling of your exploration in this book journal. And even in when you think about the butterfly, it's like the National Geographic person or the Morgan Freeman saying, and the butterfly emerges, right? That's you, my friends, your journey. And so don't overthink this when you're doing this book journal. And so I have been reading a lot of fiction books, a lot of nonfiction books. I'm just going to go through some of the ones that I have been reading in case you want some recommendations and ways to start reading. So one, I just finished Five Star Weekend by Ellen Hildebrand. She writes a lot of books about Nantucket, and this one was good. I gave it 5 stars. So in this book journal, you can actually put in the stars, that the rating, and then your overall thoughts and favorite quotes, what you liked about the book, what you didn't like, would you read it again, and would you recommend it? And it gives you a chance to catalog, like, is it fiction or nonfiction? It was an ebook, an audiobook, a paperback, a hardcover. Do you own it? Was it borrowed? That sort of thing. And so Five Star Weekend was a 5-star for me. Felt fitting. It was such an easy read. That's why I gave it 5 stars. It was a really easy read. I think of it as like a beach book, kind of like I finished it in maybe 2 to 3 days. And again, this is not meant to be a race. It's meant just to be like an enjoyment journey. And the book is about a woman who decides to have, quote unquote, a 5-star weekend when she I'm going to try not to spoil it. She has a 5-star weekend and she picks a friend from every season of life in her life. So in when she was like little, when she was in her, you know, college years, her latest, you know, quote unquote friend, best friend, and just all these different peoples from different season, and they're 5-star, and she is like a famous blogger. And so it is a story about female friendships, and it was so easy to read. So I gave it 5 stars. And that is an easy read for like if you were going on vacation, in my opinion. Next, I read Big Magic by Elizabeth Gilbert. She is one of my favorite authors, and I reread that book over and over. And so this has probably been my like 6th time reading it. So I reread that book. And on my TBR list, my to-be-read list is Eat, Pray, Love. The funny thing is that Eat, Pray, Love, I've watched the movie, but I've never read the book. So I thought, why have I not read that book? And I've just repeatedly read Big Magic. Also, for anybody who is in the Boise, Idaho area, Elizabeth Gilbert is coming to Boise, Idaho. I actually looked up to see if I could go and fly in for the day. Turns out going from Iowa to Idaho is not the easiest. And so I won't be going to her event that she is going to be having like a author tour of sorts. And so just Google Elizabeth Gilbert tour and you'll be able to find it. But she's coming there on March or May 20th. And anybody who is around there, if you want any inspiration, I would absolutely go to that. It was only like $45 for the ticket and sounds amazing. The other thing that I'm reading is this series by Nora Roberts. I already read The Awakening and I'm on the second book and it's kind of a fantasy book. And I usually don't read fantasy books. This is my first like dip my toe into it, which is why I chose somebody who I've read in the past. And because Nora Roberts isn't known for her fantasy books, she writes all types of genres. And so I thought, okay, I don't know if I can go into the depths of fantasy quite yet. So I'm going to dip my toe in with an author that might not be just only fantasy. And so, I read The Awakening. I'm on the second book and I've been stuck on that second book for weeks now. It has been a slog, honestly. I would give, let me go back a little bit. Big Magic, 5 stars, 5-star weekend, 5 stars. The Awakening, the first book by Nora Roberts in this 3-part series, I would give it 4 stars. There was some weird things in it. It's about a girl who discovers that when she goes to Ireland, that she's from a like fantasy world, essentially, that her dad was part of that fantasy world. And she happens upon that fantasy world. And she is basically a hero in that world and needs to fight off the evil person, which happens to be a god and her grandfather. So it's kind of all, I don't know. It feels very beautiful though, because she sets it in Ireland. The words are so beautiful. The scene is so beautiful. And there's all these different magical characters in there, like dragons. And by the way, this is like the Dragonheart series. And, I know people with like special powers and witches and that sort of thing. And so I finished The Awakening and gave it 4 stars. I'm on the second book and it's been a slog, but I feel like I cannot DNF it. I did not finish it because during that time for Valentine's Day, my husband ended up getting me the third book. And I thought it was one of the sweetest gifts. If you know me, my love language is acts of service and gifts. They're tied for the top. And there's nothing I love more than a considerate gift where he actually surprised me and thought ahead. And so he knew I was reading this series and I haven't been able to get my hands on the third book. And he bought it for me. And I thought it was such a sweet gesture of seeing and you know, to be seen is to be loved. And so that's left me with this weird feeling of like, I must read this book. And I've just been stuck on it for ages. And the second book is just been on my list and I'm moving it from March to April. So that is that series by Nora Roberts. I've also read nonfiction, Feel Good Productivity. That was really good. I give it 5 stars. It was nonfiction. I listened to that one on audiobook. And then I also listened to Rachel Rogers. I don't have my book around me, but that one was, what was it called? Millionaire Habits. And I gave that 5 stars as well. And so I've been quote unquote reading, but listening to audiobooks, I'm not sure if I would actually, I don't know, for some reason, I don't feel like that feels like I've read the book, even though that is indeed reading the book and I put it into my reading journal. The other thing is that I've been listening to Shailene Johnson's Patreon and it's like, she's on part 9, but it's called The Rise and Ruin of the Hollises, and it's about Rachel Hollis and Dave Hollis. And she talks about it in a way of like investigative reporting. It's completely unbiased and I've been obsessed. So that threw me off track with what I'm reading because it's like, basically a night, I'm on my ninth hour of listening to that podcast, which it's on Patreon. It's only like $5 a month, maybe even less than that. So if you are looking for a something to listen to, I feel like that could absolutely, that's, it's just so interesting and so captivating. And I feel like that feels like an audiobook, but it's in podcast form. And so that is another thing that has been throwing me off of my reading lately in a really good way. So I've been obsessed with that. Okay, so that was pretty much it of the two big announcements. Number one was the reviewer rewards are in. I would absolutely be so grateful, and I am so grateful for those leaving reviews. And I really have this vision of sending thousands of butterflies out into the world, being that I spent thousands on these, these butterfly transformation butterfly bookmarks. And I have really stick to this special project of this vision that I had, that I was like, okay, come on, Mina, you can do it. This is going to happen. And it was like, I kept hitting a wall of getting the right bindery person, getting the right die cut made, figuring out the packaging and how I was going to send it, all these different bits and pieces and hurdles that got me to where I am now. And I am so excited to finally release into the world these transformation butterfly bookmarks. They're beautiful, and I hope to see them out in the wild, you know, in your books and on your bookshelves and in your home. So I'm excited about that. Next is my book journals. Super excited about that. I am inviting you to take this journey with me of getting and hopping into more reading and having this documenting of imperfect journey of putting in there what you're reading, what you're loving, what you're not loving, and just having fun in that journey. Because I think that when you make the commitment to challenge yourself to read 52 books in a year, you will change as a person. Who will you become after those 52 weeks? It will be an amazing thing to see. So that's it, my friends. I wanted to share those two things with you. I have been kind of soft launching all these different things, and I have new artwork for the podcast, as well as a new website that I kind of revamped a little bit. I hired in a virtual assistant, essentially a support team, I should say. And she has been so impactful. It's been so helpful because she's been helping me get through all these different things. And I'm excited to show them to you and to remind you to reassess your goals repeatedly. This has been one of the things that I've just been like reassessing. Am I on the track that I want to be? Does this still feel aligned? Am I moving forward in the way that feels really good to me? And I'm excited to show you all those things as they start to roll out. So thanks everybody for listening. I will catch you on the next episode.